Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Hi, everybody.
We are going to get caught up on all this crazy travel lingo, stuff that I have never heard of. But we'll get a lesson in some different types of travel vocabulary out there to describe different trends, I guess, that are going on. So I'll let you start. There's quite a few of them.
Right. So what these the new vocabulary is supposed to be doing is supposed to reflect what travelers are really craving. So less stress, more meaning, and a slower pace. So the first one is land snorkeling. And this is the slow travel trend for curious souls. So this was coined by two Montana artists during a hike near Sedona. And land snorkeling is all about tuning into the small wonders beneath you, like rocks, moss, lichen, and it's experiencing nature with a mindful ground level gaze. It sounds very zen. How would you even come up with that?
Yeah, it's like, well, in a lot of these cases, it's things that people had been doing anyway, but just never put a name to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the
I do agree with a lot of the things we're going to talk about here, is that it is nice just to slow down and take in all the wonders and that kind of thing.
Yes, and I think that's a very good point, because so many times you're so focused on the next thing, you're not present in the now. And that could be travel or just life in general, because life is kind of busy. So you want to get going, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is good to slow down and to think about what you're doing and enjoying the moment.
A lot of people get caught up in the destination and forget about the journey. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can enjoy getting to your destination, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because I know I have clients that are getting ready for an African safari and they're so excited. And it's almost like the anticipation and the planning is almost more exciting than when you get there. Not that they won't enjoy their African safari, but you're just so excited to get there and to do things and so on.
So the next one on our list is townsizing. I like this one too.
Yeah, it's about downsizing your vacation, trading the chaos of big cities for the charm of small towns where, you know, perhaps you're going to get more cobblestone streets or local flavors or a slower pace that takes center stage. So, you know, the closest example, because you were off to the mountains this past week, like maybe Canmore instead of Banff kind of thing, or Lecce instead of Rome. So it's just different places that maybe are outside or nearby, different destinations that are very popular, very busy, but still gives you the same flavor.
Exactly. Or Golden, BC, which is only a 90-minute drive or even less to Lake Louise and Banff area, where, yeah, there's fewer crowds. Chances are the prices are a lot more affordable if price is your thing. And there is a charm to small towns. And I'll give you an example, too. When I was down in the United States in Louisiana, we stopped in a small town. Just it wasn't part of our itinerary or anything like that. It was a Saturday morning, and one of our tour guides said, "Yeah, there's a little bar that has music on Saturday mornings." And so we decided to. They asked us if we wanted to take part in this, and we said, "Sure." And so we drove there, and it was so much fun. And it was just some small little town. They do this every Saturday, and the locals are there, and the music's playing, and there's food, and there's such a great atmosphere. It's a really good way to get in with the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that. Like, it's like exploring, like just going down a different road and not being afraid to do that. And, you know, you don't have to stick to an itinerary the whole time.
And I'm sure there's a lot of small communities near big centers that would love to have people come visit them.
Yes, absolutely. Like, you know, when you just said that, I thought, just because I have a partner that likes Star Trek, Vulcan, like, just something that's a nice day trip. You can go out and just enjoy yourself. Yes.
Okay, what's our next one?
So we've all heard of fear of missing out, and now there's JOMO, which is joy of missing out. So it's all about embracing the joy of missing out intentionally. So no pressure to tick off every landmark, no guilt to ditching the itinerary, just slower days, quieter places, and moments that actually feel personal and performative. So just what you just said with, going and spending that morning just listening to good music.
Well, yeah, these all kind of tie in together, right? I guess JOMO is just like land snorkeling, and I think of, one that comes to mind is Paris, and you want to see the Eiffel Tower. And yeah, there is that thing where you want to see it because it is a famous thing, but it's not such a big deal if you don't, right?
No. Yeah. Paris is such a great destination just to walk and explore, like, just go down this, a road and go have a, go enjoy coffee in a cafe and just people watch. So you could do that in so many different places and not have to worry, about going to major destinations or attractions, because there's other maybe lesser known that are just as fun and just as engaging.
Well, then with that, the next on our list is detour destinations, which again, sort of similar to what we're talking about.
Right, absolutely. So instead of going to London, maybe go to Rye. Instead of going to Paris, go to Reims. So it's just basically charming, crowd-free detours that make a refreshing alternative to the main attraction. So it's side strips that steal the spotlight in a sense.
Exactly. And like I said before, these kind of go all hand in hand. Here's one that stands out, the Herkel Dirkling. What is Herkel Dirkling?
Up with the names.
I know, it sounds kind of, pornographic almost.
This is the Scottish art of bed rotting, but make it luxury. So born from the cozy old Scottish term Herkel Dirkling, it celebrates the joy of staying in, sleeping late, and fully leaning into rest. Oh, I like this one because I remember my first time in Edinburgh. We were at a B&B and they had the coziest bed with the best duvet and all you, and it was just like, how Edinburgh's cold and gloomy sometimes. It was the best day just to just lie in and, just snooze a bit. So it's about, it's a travel trend, perfect for sleep tourism. So it's about anyone who thinks the hotel itself is the destination.
Well, I would be into that.
Yes, totally. Totally into that. Yeah.
Maybe for 1 or 2 days. After a while, it's like, okay, now I got to get doing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you spent all this money to get here.
Yeah. Okay, you're caught up in your sleep. Now let's go see something, right?
Yes.
You can almost go out at night because our next term is not tourism, and this is becoming quite popular.
Right. So this is stargazing and maybe remote spots to bioluminescent swims, and this trend gives travelers the opportunity to explore after hours. And it actually kind of brings to mind what we did when we were in South Africa just recently. We went out into the savannah basically at night, and we were able to see the stars in their different constellations. So that was quite neat. And I know Jasper has dark skies events as well, so close to home. So good opportunity to be able to do this. And I think it is definitely, it's something novel to do, right? A nighttime adventure.
Well, it is quite spectacular too. If you get out into the areas where there is no light pollution, just how dark it is for one, and just how amazing the sky looks, hopefully on a clear night.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to experience something different, right? And not just in the day, and to experience both, all hours of the our 24-hour cycle.
So raw dogging.
So yes, this is just being no plans, no maps, no strict plans, no bookings, just showing up and figuring out how to do it on the fly. So, like landing in Lisbon with nothing but a backpack and ready for whatever comes next. You have to be a certain personality to do this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is not my cup of tea.
You know what? It's it's good if you can do it, but if you, I guess, you know, if you on a if you're at a destination, you don't have a lot of time, you might want to plan. But if you can just roll with it, I think that's a great attribute that I don't have.
Yeah, me too. I agree. It's like it's a great attribute if you can do it, but it's just not my th I think, you know, part of travel is should be as stress free as possible. This would not be in my stress free bucket.
Yeah, no. The example that they kind of give is going on a flight with no distractions, like no movies, no books, no snacks, no conversation, just looking out the window. No.
See, now I've done that. I don't have a
Really?
problem with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it
There is
depends on how long the
something
flight is.
zen about that, but that's totally different, I think, to what they're talking about when you arrive at your destination and you have no plans and you're flying by the seat of your pants. I mean, when you're in an airplane, you're in an airplane. You're not really going. You can't really
Yeah.
go anywhere. You got to sit and kind of zone in on yourself. That's fine. But to just go somewhere with nothing but a backpack and good vibes. Well, it wouldn't be good vibes for me.
Well,
If you
yeah.
can do it, good on you.
Yes, absolutely. And the next one is a coolcation. So this is where you're kind of exploring the mountains, or you know, a forest, or you know, sipping hot cocoa in Scandinavia, chasing the northern lights in Canada. So it means sweater weather and swapping crowded beaches for fresh air. I like
Huh.
that though. I think I like different. I like seasons.
Do you? I
Yeah, I
like
do.
warm. I like seasons too, but I like warm.
Yeah.
And you know, there is something cool about it. Not, no pun intended. Just for enjoying the destination for what it is, but it's not high in
Yes.
my list.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be high in my list.
Right.
What about
Well, I think
phenomenon chasing? This is becoming more popular too now.
so, yeah, especially like solar eclipse, like last year or the year before, like everybody thinks that, you know, going to a destination and watching a solar eclipse, like it was in Mazatlan, was really cool. And I know even cruise ships are doing that, taking them out, people out. The northern lights or animal migrations, like in the Serengeti, is really big. So this is like, you know, swapping screens for moments. Which is good. I like that idea. You know, you don't need to be always plugged in and on your phone or your smart device or whatever.
Yeah. The problem with this, though, is everybody's starting to do it, so the crowds are becoming a problem now.
Yes. Well, I think it's just, you know, the opportunity to do something a little different. But you're right, crowds are there. But yeah. Another vocabulary, you know, addition to our dictionary.
And then our final one, me mooning. I thought this was me mooing, but it's me mooning. Me time.
Right. So it's about like a solo getaway, celebrating yourself. It has equal parts of adventure, chill, self-love. And it could be, you know, on a tropical beach or a city break, a spa day. So it's about just, you know, pause, recharge, and feeling fabulous flying solo. And there's so many people, especially women, that do travel solo.
I think everybody should travel by themselves at least once in their lifetime.
Yeah, I agree with that. You'll be amazed at how much you enjoy it.
And how much you learn about yourself, and it's a good confidence boost.
Yes, yeah,
I
it
think,
is.
anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I definitely did that when I was with a group, but I was traveling by myself, going to India, because India is such a diverse culture. And it was a good way to experience that destination. It was beautiful because you didn't have to worry about somebody else, their impressions of the destination and so on. You could just
Yeah.
focus on what you wanted to do, go where you wanted to go or not go, you know, just be in the moment for yourself. Yeah.
So that's our list. Me mooning, phenomenon chasing,
raw dogging,
coolcation, raw dogging, nocturism. Some of these are hard to pronounce. Herkel Dirkling. I like that one. Detour destinations, Jomo travel, town sizing, land snorkeling. So we're all caught up on our travel lingo now.
Yes.
What's your favorite? Well, like, if you had to pick one that you had to do or could do, which one would you do?
Let's see. I like that.
You could combine, though, I think.
Yes.
Like, you can town size, land snorkel, nocturism. A lot of these you can combine and do them.
Yeah, I don't know about land snorkeling for me. becoming one with the rock or the moss. It's like, really? Okay.
Ananda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Have fun, Ananta.
Take care. Have a good week.